Sermon 196. Those companions of Muhammad, who were the custodians of divine messages, know that I never disobeyed Allah or His Messenger at all. And by virtue of the courage with which Allah honored me, I supported Him with my life on occasions when even the brave turned away and feet remained behind instead of proceeding forward. When the Prophet died, his head was on my chest, and his last breath blew over my palms, and I passed it over my face. I performed his funeral ablution. May Allah bless him and his descendants, and the angels helped me. The house and the courtyard were full of them. One party of them was descending, and the other was ascending. My ears continually caught their humming voice as they invoked Allah's blessing on him till we buried him in his grave. Thus, who can have greater rights with him than I, during his life or after his death? Therefore, depend on your intelligence and make your intentions pure in fighting your enemy. Because I swear by him who is such that there is no God but he, that I am on the path of truth, and that they, the enemy, are on the misleading path of wrong. You hear what I say, and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you.